You're listening to Byline on WFPL. For the past 2 years, the Courier-Journal has been investigating Kentucky's prescription drug abuse epidemic, with reporting by medical writer Laura Unger. Today, Laura joins us again to talk about the latest installment in her series, focusing this time on newborns who suffer withdrawal because of their mother's drug use. Laura, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Well, let's talk about the numbers. How bad is it here in Kentucky? How many newborns are born addicted to prescription drugs?
Well, the numbers have really skyrocketed in the past decade. Back in 2000, there were 29 hospitalizations in Kentucky for addicted newborns. And last year, 2011, the number was 730.
Wow.
So that's just a gigantic jump, 2,400% increase.
What kind of drugs are we talking about here?
Well, that hospitalization number actually includes all drugs, but all of the experts I spoke with said prescription pills are driving that number.
And these would be OxyContin, painkillers, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah, the pain pills would be by far the majority.
So what effect does it have on the newborns?
Well, it's very similar to the withdrawal that an adult may go through. I mean, it's very painful for these newborns. They cry constantly. They have diarrhea, blotchy skin, excessive sucking. Sometimes they have fever, irritability, poor feeding. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well, how is it treated in the children?
It is basically treated with doses of morphine for a lot of these infants, but also tender care. You know, holding these infants a lot. When I was out reporting this story, a lot of the nurses I spoke with, I mean, they spend a whole lot of time just, you know, holding them, patting their backs, spending time with them.
Can the children be weaned from the drugs, and are there long term effects?
The issue of long-term effects is still being studied at this point. There are some indications that they have higher rates of ADHD, which is attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, or behavioral issues. But some of that may be related also to their home environment and the nurture kind of things. But that is still being studied at this point.
Now, can these mothers be prosecuted for what happens to their children?
Generally, they are not prosecuted for taking drugs while pregnant. There have been women who have been charged with that over the years, but basically case law, it doesn't usually happen. However, they could lose custody of their children. If they don't have an open CPS case, they can have one opened, you know, when they give birth to an addicted infant.
What kind of programs and resources are available for both the mothers and the children?
As far as for the children, they are basically treated in the hospital for the most part. And there are some efforts to get more specialized units for these infants, that sort of thing. So, and programs have begun at local hospitals to better treat these infants. Now, as far as the moms, there are a handful of long-term residential programs in the state for pregnant women who are addicted to opiates. One house here in Louisville recently closed for lack of funds. So, you know, it's a struggle, and there's waiting lists for these places. Which, of course, you know, pregnancy is a 9-month process, so a waiting list will, you know, put someone at greater risk.
This is, what, the fifth feature article that you've done in this series on prescription drug abuse. Are there more pieces coming?
Yes, there is going to be one more coming probably late in the year.
And this is part of I don't know how much you want to get into this. This is part of a fellowship that you're participating in, right?
Yes, the last two parts are part of a fellowship. It's the Annenberg School of Journalism Health Reporting Fellowship.
All right, Laura Unger, medical writer for the Courier-Journal. Thanks for the update, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.